In the year 1868, David Livingstone called at the Central African village of Chief Kazembe. Today, 81 years later, we're here at the same village in the northwest corner of northern Rhodesia, a few miles south of Lake Mweru, near the river Luapula. The people here are Luanda, and Chief Kazembe has still talking drums, or calling drums, which are capable of sending messages to his people, to the people of his village. Now I'm going to ask Chief Kazembe the 14th. He's the direct descendant of the old Chief Kazembe the 7th, whom David Livingstone met. I'm going to ask him to ask his drummer to send out a few messages so that you can hear for yourself what a calling drum sounds like. Mondo is the name of the message drum. It's a wooden slit drum, rather like a hollow log with a slit down its side. The two edges of the slit are tuned, one note being higher than the other. Listen to this. That's the low note, and that's the high note. Now, I'm going to ask Chief Kazembe to send a message calling for silence. What would you send calling for silence? That's calling for silence. And now the people are ready to listen. What would you say for that?
Panimi nongo pitepo.
And now the people are ready to listen. And so he's going to call for a man by his drum name, because all his people have drum names. Will you call for somebody? That's the drum name of a man. I've heard him call in the distance, and here he comes. He's coming running now. All his messengers, in particular, have their own drum names. Here he comes. There you are. He's arrived, and he claps his hands. Now then, if you want to call all the people in the village, say, for example, a lion has appeared and you want to warn them, what would you send?
Langu kam. Kafulaka mimbi kenda mbansi. Ufiele mbandi yomu ini mwana. Ufiele likungi yomu ini kuikonka. Wakatane kasa nsaka lemo. Baluma nganga wenyengu endanga nsaka. Kumangana, kumangana, wakatane kasa nsakalema. Mukalu nda wakipatanko ngolo, kumangana. Mwana mfumu mwana mkelenge, mwana tina weju pangile ya makasa. Kumangana, kumangana.
And what did that mean exactly?
That's to call the people to come together here. With their arms in hands.
With their weapons?
With weapons with them, yes.
In order to kill the lion?
Yes, yes.
Good. Now, supposing, for example, it's now night time, and you wanted the people to go to bed now, what would you send?
Busiku bwaila, tunsense, twakalala. Ake, saka luka, kabwidi, bwidi, kamu, koma, mwidima. Montupanji. Each person must keep his house. Keeps his house.
That means each person must keep into keep in his house now.
His house.
And then early in the morning, you want to call them up again. What would you send now?
Langu kamungangela mochakala. Langu kamungangela mochakala. Usiku watuku tuja. Ulume kumbolo watuvusha. When we hear the sound of cock in the dawn time, then we can just let the people to arrive now.
I see. Yes. Then the cock crows and you're calling them up.
Yes.
And then, shall we say, you're going on a visit to another village and you want to let the people know that you are on your way.
Yes.
What would you send for that?
Malongesho. Malongesho. Washuk washing and look mona malo. Washing and look mona malo. Watala mensomu mansanga manshi. Malongashu. Malongashu.